Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back to the program. Got a bunch of calls. Want to get to you. 803-0930, 1-800-616-WBEN. I just want to thank you, the callers, and the text board today. It's apparent. I mean, there's knuckleheads everywhere. But it's apparent that the vast majority of people, this is a different community than it was a week ago. It's a week and a half ago. It's a different community than it was, you know, 2 weeks ago. And it's apparent that we have evolved and changed, and I think for the better, across the board. And the way we handle difficult decisions and our discourse, Ian is always my example in Canada, John in Toronto. You know, we would come, you're wrong. Everything has changed. Our discourse has changed. Our tone has changed. Our approach has changed. Our seriousness has changed. And I very, very much appreciate that. I appreciate you. This is not a chore. Doing a show like this, it hurts. It's painful. It sucks. But I can always know that the people that call into a program that we're, at least this audience, is a serious audience. It's a caring audience. It's showing empathy. And I very much appreciate that about you. So thank you for the way you're conducting yourself and have conducted yourself for the last 2 weeks. It means a whole lot. So thank you. 803-0930, 1-800-616-WBN. Let's go to Chris in Hamburg on line one. Chris, this is tough, and no one has answers. Obviously, we're still here. What do we do? What can we do?
All right, so let me give you a couple of quick points and then my main point. So in response to your people like Ian and whatnot, I'd like everybody to remember that the one and only reason that we have guns is to defend ourselves from a tyrannical government, and that is cannot ever be taken away. That's the reason for the Second Amendment. Secondly, in response to Kathy Hochul and her comments about 18-year-olds, that is instantly refuted by the United States itself, believing that 18-year-olds are mentally capable of utilizing guns because we put them in the military and put a gun in their hand. My main point is that I come from the medical world, and in the medical world, it is statistically proven that about 1-3% of all people are going to be psychopaths, meaning that they are not rehabbable. You can't medicate them to make them better. They have something wrong with them where they essentially, to put it plainly, do not have a conscience, and this cannot be fixed. And so I think the main goal of things should be to identify these people and deal with them early on in some manner that is seemed to be fit to prevent them from doing these, you know, causing these types of tragedies. And it would have to be done very carefully because there's always room for...
You're on a roll. Keep going. This is good stuff.
Yeah. There's always room for processes like, you know, red flag gun laws and whatnot to be corrupted and used inappropriately. But like I said,
are you against? So listen, you sound like you're I just from the way you're thinking and articulating, I think I know where your stance is on guns and responsibility. Does the red flag law make you insecure?
It does, yes, because there's, as we've seen proven just in the past couple of years with our government overreach, in lockdowns and restrictions, there is a very, very high propensity for it to be used inappropriately.
Okay, so let me rephrase that question. If I just set a generic red flag law to keep guns out of the hands of people that shouldn't have guns, does that make you insecure?
To us, mildly. I mean, like I said, let me
rephrase it to make it crystal clear. If I am on a psychiatric hold for 72 hours because I snap and, you know, hijack a bus full of penguins, they take my gun away. Does that make Chris insecure about his right to have a gun because my gun is taken away because of my psychiatric issues?
It does to some degree, yes, because like I said,
why does a person that shouldn't have a gun and having their guns removed make you, who isn't unstable and is responsible, why does it make you insecure from losing your guns?
Because I know how the government works and how it is corrupted, and how that at some point they can say, hey, you called into the radio and said that you're pro Second Amendment, well, we're going to find that you're not mentally competent to have a gun. And
okay, so listen, you gave zero wrong answers, by the way. And I don't want you to feel defensive about any of your answers, because they're honest. And Chris, what we don't have in this world is more people that are honest, and you're honest. And I value that and applaud you for that. But I want to tell you that is the divide. And there's nothing about what you're saying is wrong, but this is where we have a problem, where we have people like you that doubt the transparency and the legitimacy of people that want to do things that are the right things to do legislatively. And we have people on the other side that see you with a gun and think, because you have a gun, Chris, because you believe that the Second Amendment is actually what the Founding Fathers designed it to be, which is the ultimate trust in a people that are represented by a government. It's what the Founding Fathers did. Because of the British, they said, you have the power to vote us in and vote us out. And by the way, you get to keep the guns if you don't trust us. That was what that was designed to do. After Shays' Rebellion, after the Articles of Confederation, after King George was kicked out of the colonies, you have the guns, you keep them. It doesn't say the right to keep a musket. They understood that there was technology. There were pistols back then. There were muskets back then. They said arms. Arms is what they said. Whatever we got, you got. And that's the ultimate trust. Now, people, they don't get it. They think that's antiquated. They think the Constitution's living. But the problem we have right now, your insecurity, the anti-gun people's insecurity, we don't trust each other because we were told legislation is going to prevent this. Legislation is going to keep us safe and will never restrict your right, Chris. So I think it's legitimate mistrust.
So let me say, I do think that it can be done with extreme caution and oversight. I think it can be done successfully. And like I said, in a manner to identify early on, there's children that that are not going to turn out well and are almost certainly going to either spend their life in jail, or kill people. And so I think with extreme caution and oversight, you can accomplish this. Unless that in those details, it's established that it's going to work like that, or the government just...
It has to change, right? We both agree that this is unsustainable. Now, here's my next question to you, Chris. If you lived in Iowa, would you trust Iowa more than you would trust New York?
As far as government goes?
I'm just saying it's because that you have a state that some states are more open to gun ownership and gun rights. Some states are anti-guns, anti-gun rights. I think New York State has been very transparent that they're not a big fan of gun ownership. They're insecure about it. Every time, I mean, every time we have a discussion, it falls into the political lines. It falls into, we are blaming you, blaming you, blaming you. Right now on CNN, major school shootings. It's on a pie graph like USA Today. Here are the dead kids. This, and who's responsible for it? Well, the NRA, it's Trump, it's... This is the problem. The problem is we don't trust each other. And I don't trust Albany to make any decisions based on what's best for the residents of New York. I don't... It's quite apparent that the people in Texas reactively are making decisions based on what California and New York are deciding. We all look at Illinois and Chicago, and we see Chicago and we see New York City and see all these dead kids every weekend. No one gives a damn. No one gives a damn. A school gets shot up, and it breaks your heart. It rips your heart out of your chest. When has anyone broken into live coverage to talk about the 11-year-old girl that gets shot on a subway platform? Does anyone care about that? They don't. They don't talk about it. They don't issue it. A handgun and an AR-15. What's the difference in a semi-automatic feature? Chris, you own a gun. Is there any difference between a semi-automatic handgun and an AR-15?
No, not at all.
It's a semi-automatic feature. One has a more grain in it. Everyone wants to act like the 5.56, the 2.23, explosive round. It blows your... Look, there's a between a rifle round and there's a difference between a handgun round, but I'll tell you what, a 9mm, it's going to reach out and touch you, and it's not fun. And a 45 is not fun. And a 40 cal. My point is, it's a semi-automatic feature, and I have reputable journalists that are covering these stories, talking about fully automatic handguns, fully automatic rifles. There's no knowledge. When you are covering sports, Sal Capaccio over at WGR, Jeremy White, Howard Simon, what do those guys know? Chris and the Bulldog and Shope, these are guys that have followed sports their entire life. They know the Bills. They know the Sabres. They played sports. They coach sports. They know sports. When you go to a financial expert at a news station, what do they have? They have a portfolio. They made money in the market. They understand crypto. They understand stocks and bonds. Who's covering guns at your local news station at Channel 2, 4, and 7? Are they gun owners? Do they know anything about guns? No, they don't. They don't know anything. But they're covering the stories, and they're putting out their world, their view, and you don't trust them. And I'm not saying you don't have reason not to trust them, but they don't trust you. You don't trust them. We don't trust each other. And you can't get any... We can't do anything together unless we start to trust each other and realize that we have the best intent out there. And when you pass the New York Safe Act the way they did, and in the opaque nature in which they passed it, I don't really think you want to work with the other side. And I'm telling everyone that's on the anti-gun side, there is definitely concessions that can be made, but they have to be done from a position of doing what's best for society and trusting responsible gun owners. And until we make that concession, we're gonna have more of these incidents.
I'm with you entirely. And it's just a shame that it's come to that, really. And if our elected representatives would truly vote and represent the majority, the will of the majority, we would have a completely different country, really.
I agreed. And it breaks my heart. And again, I appreciate your phone call. Thank you very much. Listen, when we had a white supremacist killing black people, it's so easy to point to that and say, dude, all I got to do is get rid of the white supremacists. I mean, honestly, what's the easiest thing to fix? Of all of these issues that plague us, racism, really? I mean, with 23andMe and everyone doing their DNA, you would think that racism would just be dead by the nature of the fact that everyone finds out that they've got African blood in them somewhere. I mean, honestly, a person that is a white supremacist today, can I just swab your tongue real quick and deflate you of your world ideology? It's pretty easy to do. I think hate is probably the easiest thing to tackle because hate has no foundation with an education. Hate is solely based on isolation and ignorance. And we're built for that. We're built to help ignorant, isolated, stupid people. That's what open democracies are designed for. What I can't fix is evil. What I can't fix is access to weapons of mass destruction, nukes, bombs, guns, you name it. I have to know you're crazy before I issue you permission to have access to things that can hurt people. Right? And with the internet and open society, a lot of people hide through the catacombs. Las Vegas is impossible to stop because that guy's not on the radar. Can't stop someone that doesn't have a footprint. These kids have footprints. These kids have displayed behavior. Now we have HIPAA laws. We have to protect people. You don't want your kid. Could you imagine every story that a crazy kid gets through the cracks? There's a story of a parent that said, you think my kid's crazy? You think my kid is violent? I'm calling a lawyer. And I'm going to sue the hell out of all of you. You've labeled my kid to be insane, and you've labeled my kid. How dare you? All these kids have turned against him. The teachers are now worried about him. So for every person that says we're not doing a good enough job to catch the kids that are struggling with all these issues, there are the parents that will sue a school in a heartbeat if you label their kid to be unstable when they're not. Or they are, and they're embarrassed about it. Right? But this is the honesty and the transparency we have to have. If you don't trust the other side, nothing can be accomplished. We have to trust. We've got a lot of people on hold. I want to get to all of you. 803-0930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Appreciate your calls. Appreciate the way you're taking this topic that's so difficult very seriously. I'm going to get to all of your calls right after this brief message.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back to the program. Let's go back to the phones. 803-0930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Let's see what we have here. We have line four. Larry is in Canada. Larry, what's on your mind?
Good morning, and thank you for taking my call, Brother Dave. I've told you 100 times that they should make you the president, but I don't think you need the headaches.
That's very kind of you, Larry. This is a horrible day. What do you think about what's happening south of your border?
With no disrespect to you, sir, no malice, no prejudice, no discrimination against people, but I feel there's too much glorification of the shooters every day. I listen to your station all the time because you're the only ones that know how to give real news. And I just don't like, sorry, my personal feeling is, I said it to Mr. Mazankowski, that with all respect to him, that comes on before you.
Yeah, Brian Mazarowski. Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't like my feelings in regards to that, and he hung up on me, and I don't know why. It's just maybe because I said let it go, but
I'll tell you one thing, Larry, that does hurt is that I've seen more pictures of the Buffalo shooter than I have of the victims. I've had more background on the shooter in Texas than I have of the children that were killed. And I think there is a fascination we are so shocked and scared by what happened. I think collectively we want to have a way to A, not to have this happen to us, and B, I think there's a fascination with these people that do this. It's like serial killers. Netflix had Ted Bundy, a movie about Ted Bundy. I mean, you want to watch a movie about Ted Bundy? Do you want to, you serial killers? People love to hear. Mindhunters on Netflix is a series how the FBI went and studied serial killers, right? And in the 80s and the 90s, when they studied serial killers, they found that they were able to stop serial killers by studying them. I'd like to know what the FBI is doing about mass shooters. And are we studying mass shooters? I don't think society needs to get into the profile and further give these guys a platform. But it would be nice to know that law enforcement is taking this seriously like they did serial killers and try to limit the amount that this is happening, because this is ridiculous.
Even when we were children, not to change the subject, but even in regards to guns, we used to make little guns out of clothespins. Remember the ones that you push together?
Absolutely. I'd throw pine cone hand grenades. That's growing up playing soldier. That's a part of, you know, again, Grandpa would tell me stories of Normandy and D-Day and all this stuff, and the uncles that would talk about. I had an uncle that's brother was in Vietnam, and the stories he would tell us, and it was like, it's a part of but somehow this generation that's playing war on their Xbox, that's shooting up, you know, Fortnite is a game, it's a first person shooter game, and Fortnite is played by 8-year-olds, 9-year-olds are playing Fortnite.
Yes, sir.
So it's like, you know, at some point we were able to play G.I. Joe. We were able to do the things. This generation, I don't remember this happening. When Pearl, you remember the band Pearl Jam? You're familiar with them?
Yes, sir.
Okay, the song Jeremy is about a school shooter. And when I first heard that Jeremy was about a school shooter, I didn't, in the 90s, I didn't even know what the hell they were talking about. Like, what do you mean he shot up his school? Like, that's, it was almost like, I don't even, it was so rare that happened. I had to question where, if it was true or not. Who does that? Who would think of doing that? And then Columbine changed it all.
With all respect to your callers, I appreciate you talking to me. I'm trying to get our politicians over here to put up a billboard that says, if you use a gun, you're done. But anyway.
If you use a gun, you're done?
That's it. Not to be, none of this. It, long story short, it goes back to the gentleman maybe 5-10 years ago that killed somebody on a bus and cut his head off, with all respect to people. Okay, you remember that?
What city was this in? You got to narrow it down.
Somewhere near Toronto.
Oh, Canada. Yeah, yeah. You got crazy people too. I forget.
No.
No, seriously. We've taken the ownership of all the, you know, murderers that I forget that Canada has. You know, we all have crazies. Listen, Larry, I appreciate the phone call, and God bless you. Thank you for your call. I got to jump on to other calls. So I want to go to Mark, line one. Mark in Hamburg. Go ahead, Mark. What's on your mind?
Hi, David. Thanks for taking the call. Appreciate it. And certainly thank you for your service. I've been listening to you for a long time, and I enjoy your show.
Thank you, Mark. That's really kind of you to say. What's on your mind today?
Okay, well, I'm a deer hunter. I own a 30-06 pump, Ithaca, Deer Slayer, Slug, a couple of other shotguns for deer hunting, and small game. But, you know, I've never even been around or fired an AR-15, and I have no desire to. But I'd like to know, because you certainly understand these weapons, what's the fascination? Why do people insist and they want to own these guns? What are they using them for?
You know, I mean, I'm sure it's different with everyone. The AR platform, first of all, you've got people in the military that are with that platform 24/7. You develop a relationship with a comfort level with something that you train with, especially one something you go to war with, right? If you have had an experience with an AR platform, law enforcement and the military, and you've used it, now you're like, I trust this. I know how to manipulate it. I know everything about it. I'm comfortable with it. I slept with it. I took a shower with it. You know, I want that platform in my life. So that's the those are the veterans and the law enforcement people that have grown up with the AR, right? Okay. Then you've got people that say, I don't like the recoil of a 30-06. I don't like the fact that this thing is, it'll hurt your shoulder, it's loud, it's this. The AR is not any of those things. The gas regulator, you have a tighter flight on the trajectory of a 223, and it doesn't have as much pop to it. So people feel comfortable with the AR. Now, the question is, why does someone own an AR? Now, that's where
exactly. That's
where it gets weird. That's where it gets weird, because you're going to hear people that are going to tell you, well, I like it for home defense. Well, is it a home defense? If you live in an apartment with drywall, are you shooting an AR inside? You shouldn't be. Please, you're going to get in trouble doing that. You're going to hurt people. But
you are.
There are people that feel comfortable with ARs for security. Now, here's where it gets really weird. There are people that are going to tell you, if the government has it, I want it. And that's where everyone gets all red-faced and everyone starts saying, oh, inside voice. But that's the reality. A lot of people believe that if you have a system and you're going to try to push me around, force your laws on me, do whatever, my Constitution says I'm the one that's in charge of my own destination and my liberty. I'm within the confines of the law. But if you're going to come over here on my property, if you're going to come over here and tell me that this law that I find unjust and you're going to push me around, I'm going to have the same thing you have. And therefore, I can't be dominated. That's weird for about 70% of America.
Yeah.
When you hear that, you get a little weird.
I've seen videos. You know, at ranges, you know, they've got a bunch of targets set up. They're randomly placed, and guys just stand there. They hold the trigger in, and they're just spraying everything, you know. And I don't understand, you know, is there a thrill to that? What are they getting from that?
I'm not one of those people, so I don't know what their feeling is. I'm going to tell you that I find that people, at least in my world, that have used a rifle or a handgun to take another person's life, that becomes the very bottom of anything you ever want to do again.
Yeah.
It's not something that you're looking forward to or saying, oh, I can't wait. That's why when you hear about law enforcement shooting someone, it's so insulting and it's so unnecessary to imply that a cop wakes up that morning and says, you know what I want to do today? I want to kill someone. It's wildly offensive to people that do that for a living. We're hearing the story now about Aaron Salter Jr. at that Tops. He just received the Medal of Honor for the Buffalo Police Department. And I'll tell you what, he's probably going to get New York State awards, federal awards for law enforcement. This is an incredible individual. Yep. When Aaron Salter, you know, for 30 years, he's pulled his gun. There's many stories of where he was put in situations. But again, the difference is, I don't understand why people dress up as Star Trek characters. You know what I mean? I don't understand why people would want to cut their penises off and be a woman. My argument is, as long as you're not hurting me and you're following the law, I can't put myself into that position. I don't get it. I don't know why anyone would want to collect memorabilia from the Imperial Japanese. I don't know why anyone would want to mount, you know, there are some animals you mount. I've seen people mount like squirrels and chipmunks. It's like, well, I mean, I don't get it. I don't understand it. I'm not into taxidermy. I'm not into Star Trek. I don't know why people want to dress up as costume, you know, cartoons and superheroes. Yeah. But they do. And my point is, as long as you're not threatening someone and you're following the law, I'm not insecure about that. I'm not insecure about African-Americans owning guns in the city. I'm not insecure about anyone who has a gun that's not pointing it at myself or my loved one to try to hurt me. That's when I get insecure. I get insecure when my liberty or my freedom or my safety or the people I love are threatened. And I think a lot of parents right now are living in a world where they feel insecure about sending their kids to school. Mm-hmm. And I just, I don't want to, I can't, I get so frustrated on Memorial Day to think of all my friends that I'm never going to see again. Their families are never going to see them again. And what they died for was that was supposed to happen 5,000 miles away. And for that to happen here in a school, in a Tops, anywhere, it's like, what are we doing? We're going to deploy troops to Buffalo, deploy troops to Texas. What can we do to stop it? And at what point are we all willing to just say, look, I'm willing to talk about what we can all do together, but we have to stop pointing the fingers and we have to stop saying you're weird because you're into this. There's a lot of things I don't get. I'm not a Patriots fan. I don't like the Patriots, but it's not a threat to me. And I think if we're honest about what really we're insecure about, I think we're going to go a long way to trusting each other again. And what this really comes down to is we don't trust. And honestly, I'm guilty of it myself. I don't trust Kathy Hochul. I don't trust our governor. I don't trust some of our elected officials. I don't think they're honorable people. And it maybe there's something wrong with me. Maybe my heart is hardened, or I've been sucked into it too many times. Or maybe I've been just, you know, I'm too affixed to my own ideology. I don't trust them. And I need to at least look at them as human beings and trust their humanity. But their decisions over and over and over again have been 180 degrees away from what is rational. And what I saw yesterday with the president, 2 minutes, the guy speaking from his heart, it touched me. I mean, what president? George W. Bush never lost a child, let alone two. When George W. Bush is talking about dead soldiers from Iraq and Afghanistan, he doesn't know what it's like to have a notification team talk to him about losing someone. Mm-hmm. Joe Biden does, right? So Joe Biden's been there. And yet, it takes 2 minutes for that to go right into that ridiculous world of writing a law. If I'm supposed to live in the world that a law would prevent this, then I then have to then extrapolate that thought process and say, what the hell's taking you so long? If you believe a law is going to change someone, you know what? I'll never forget this. True story. I'm walking in a marketplace. There's a guy with a suicide vest on. It's 120 degree heat. He's got a winter jacket on. He recently shaved his head, as the religious ideologues do. Shaved his head. All the signs that this guy's about to detonate.
Yeah.
He's sweating profusely, and he's got a winter jacket on in 120 degree heat. I pull my weapon system up and I tell him in Arabic, hands up or I'll kill you. This is a suicide bomber. I'm threatening, if you don't put your hands where I can see him, get your hands off that detonator, I'm going to end your life. Guess what? He's going to end his life anyway. I could not fathom why a person didn't want to live. I looked at, as a Westerner, we want our kids to grow old and impact our society. And if you're growing up with hate and you put, you know, a merit on how you die and how many bad guys you take out with you, you don't even understand that law. I couldn't understand that Eastern way of honor. I didn't understand that Eastern philosophy of what they were fighting for and what they believed in. And so I'm telling this guy, if you detonate or threaten to detonate, I'm gonna drop you and take your life. And he was like, no, I'm gonna die anyway. You're not intimidating me. You can bring a tank, drop a bomb on me. I'm going to do what I'm going to do. That is the worst feeling in the world, to know that you're not, nothing you're doing is intimidating someone that is hell-bent on their own version of how they're leaving this planet. You can't rationalize that. You can't threaten it. You can't intimidate it. All you can do is kill it. And I didn't know how to process that. I was a young guy. I wasn't raised like that here. No one taught me how to do that.
Yeah.
And I fear that we have a mentality of people that are fatalists. They don't care about what's going to happen to them. If the police get to them, they're just going to end their life. They're going to go out in a blaze of glory. They're going to live forever on the internet. They're going to be on a name on someone else's rifle in 6 months.
Yeah.
And I don't know how to fix that. And I can't fix it with the law. I can't fix it with love. I can't fix it with cupcakes. I don't know how to do it. I don't think anyone looking at us in government knows how to do it. And it's not going to come from government. It's going to come from you and me and what we agree with, on, what we disagree on. And can we talk to each other respectfully to say, I disagree with you, but you're right. I disagree with how you're getting there, but you're right. Will we be able to admit when we're wrong? Will we be able to concede something? But it's not from Albany and it's not from Washington. It's from Hamburg. It's from Buffalo. It's from Lindenville. It's from Amherst. It's people that have to be able to have conversations that we haven't had before.
Well, David, thank you for taking my call. I'm sure you got to go to the next one.
Appreciate you, man. Thank you.
I learned something today from listening to you. Thank you very much.
That's very kind of you to say. I appreciate that. I think we're all learning from each other, and that's what I think we need to do more of. You know, there's a lot of wisdom out there. You guys calling in, I do appreciate it. 803-0930, 1-800-616-WBN. I'm getting to as many a calls as I can. And I appreciate you calling in, appreciate you listening, but more importantly, I want to hear what you have to say. How do we, maybe you're not a gun person, or maybe you're a gun person and you don't understand why people are insecure about what you have, right? We heard about this with marriage, gay people, transgendered people. Why? I don't get it. I don't understand why you want to do that, but you want to do it. How does that affect me? How does it affect my family? Well, how does the gun affect me and affect your family? When it's used in a mass shooting, it affects me, it affects my family. A gun affected Buffalo. A gun has affected the city of Buffalo. If you had a law that could have fixed that, what the hell has taken you so long? Can laws fix that? Can you fix a soul with a law? If you don't care enough about people that you'll walk into a grocery store and murder them, you don't care about the state police. You don't care about judges in New York State Supreme Court. You don't care about the governor. You don't care about their laws. So what else is there that we can do? How do we fix a lost generation that simply doesn't give a damn about anything? Themselves, other people, God, laws, anything. 803-0930, 1-800-616-WBN. We'll take your calls after this.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle. vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.